You're listening to the Texas Standard.
He's a billionaire who freely speaks his mind, and that sometimes gets him into trouble. His use of impolitic language suggests he doesn't seem to care how many people he ticks off, but it served him well as a reality TV star. He has his hands in more business ventures than seems possible. He can be mercurial, and he thinks he can run the country. No, we're not talking about that billionaire. There's another who fits the bill, and he lives in Dallas. In the April issue of Texas Monthly, Skip Hollandsworth raises the possibility of a Cuban revolution in Washington. Skip, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks a lot.
By now, I think most of our listeners know we're talking about Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks and many other enterprises as well. Is this serious? Could Mark Cuban really be presidential tender?
Well, this is the mystery of Mark and whether he will... He's playing us along, or he likes the publicity. And like Trump, he does like a lot of publicity, or whether he's serious. And he sort of stayed out of politics until last year when he became the biggest Trump troll on the campaign and just took him down with a series of hilarious and biting comments, and ended up being invited by Hillary Clinton to show up at the debates. And Chuck Todd had him on Meet the Press. And suddenly a lot of people in Washington, political insiders, were thinking, this is the kind of guy who could out-Trump Trump. And I think Mark has taken it very seriously.
Skip, what sort of political animal is Mark Cuban, though? I mean, on the one hand, he supported Hillary Clinton. You might think him to be a Democrat. On the other hand, he has a yacht called Fountainhead, which suggests that maybe he's more Republican or Libertarian-leaning, perhaps. What is he?
Well, he likes to say he's fiercely independent and that he embraces both some Democratic ideals, such as he's a big believer in the Affordable Care Act, as long as there were some fixes made. And yet he does have some Ayn Rand-like libertarian philosophies. You know, he wants taxes cut back. He wants less business regulations. He's a very fierce defender of people's right to privacy. He believes that marijuana should be legalized. He has certain issues that are always curious, which made me realize as during our emailing back and forth that he's very intensely well-read on subjects. For instance, he has this whole idea that federal money should be spent on robotics instead of infrastructure like highways, because that's where the world is headed, toward more artificial intelligence. And if America is not on top of that game, then we get behind. He has a kind of visionary ability. He's the first one that sort of understood what live streaming would the impact of live streaming would be on the internet. So he's not just a bombastic billionaire, one more bombastic billionaire who's not really in touch with issues, but just with good campaign speeches. Mm-hmm. He does read, and he does stay on top of that kind of game.
But could he be a viable candidate? I mean, I suppose that's given his credentials. Let's see, he's been a reality TV star and all of that. That won't disqualify him, clearly, given that we've had someone with those sorts of credentials already elected. But what would make him viable, in your opinion?
Now you go way above my pay grade. I'm just a lowly Texas Monthly writer. I was assuming that Trump would never go any further than he did after his initial campaign. He would have like a couple weeks of attention. Uh-huh. But I talked to a couple of political consultants, one of whom is the great Mark McKinnon, who uh-huh. helped was George W. Bush's advisor for many years and has now got the big show on Showtime. And he says that if next election season comes down to who can out-Trump Trump, there is only one answer, and that is Mark Cuban. If Trump does not crash and burn, traditional politicians won't have a chance against Trump, says other consultants. So there is a lot of talk about Cuban's possibilities. Now, whether that ever manifests itself into something of real heft and substance, I just have no idea.
Skip Hollandsworth writes about the Cuban Revolution, or at least the possibility thereof, in the latest edition of Texas Monthly. Skip, thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
You are so welcome. I enjoyed it.